The president of the Delaware Teachers Union is known for his strident opinions. Mike Matthews never hesitates to advocate on Twitter for higher pay for educators. He criticizes charter schools and standardized testing. But before he began teaching, Matthews was an irreverent blogger. WHYY's Chris Barish reports that some in Delaware education and political circles are calling the posts sexist and racist. This note, listeners may find the descriptions in this report offensive, and parents will likely not want young children to hear it.
The blog was called Down with Absolutes. Matthews took it down in 2009, later joking that he hoped he, quote, provided a service in some kinky way. He certainly was provocative. In one post, he called former Delaware Governor Ruth Ann Minner a butch bitch. He wondered whether a video of, quote, chocolate caramel and vanilla brothers gang raping her would boost her poll numbers. He called State Representative Helene Keeley delectable. He wrote about her hot feminist booty and quipped, come see me, I'll have you begging to take my last name. Matthews also wrote that blowing all the Muslims up perhaps isn't such a bad idea.
I'm frustrated and I'm disgusted.
Megan Wallace runs a PAC that backs pro-choice women candidates in Delaware. She is not the least bit amused by the old rantings of a man who now heads the Delaware State Education Association. About 75% of the union's 13,000 members are women.
I think it's incredibly disappointing that someone would be put into a position of power who has openly made these sorts of remarks, not in person, but literally published them online for people to read. What I've seen specifically is overt misogyny toward women and almost remarking in a way that is in jest around sexual violence or around women leaders in Delaware.
The blog post cannot be found with a simple online search, but a source in Delaware educational circles found some posts on the archival site called The Wayback Machine and shared them with WHYY. We verified their authenticity and found several other posts that were equally harsh, sexist, and racist. Matthew blames his commentary on a youthful desire to be outrageous.
So I would apologize to anyone, not just for being offended, but for the words I said. Looking back in hindsight, they were the words of a 22-year-old man finding his way in the world, looking for an audience. Age is no excuse, and I take full ownership of that. I like to think that I've evolved over the years in the way I've developed as a professional.
Otten Ray Aline runs an educational nonprofit that helps K-12 students of color in Delaware. He says Matthews often acts self-righteous and calls out others, so he shouldn't get a pass on his remarks just because they are more than a decade old, especially in the Me Too era.
Someone can chalk it up as well as just being young and silly, but I think that is what we're seeing movements across this country push back on, this type of language, rhetoric, whatever you want to call it, this type of harmful language that treats women as if all that matters is their looks and their body. To be leading a teachers union in Delaware that the overwhelming majority of teachers are women, I just think that's hypocrisy at the highest level.
State Representative Keeley says she met Matthews while campaigning in the 1990s. He lived in her district. She says she had previously heard about comments he made about her, but didn't take them too seriously because she knows he is gay.
I'm more offended about what he said about our former Governor Minner as opposed to what he said about me. I don't want to say I can handle it, but I knew he wasn't really meaning that towards me.
Matthews is eligible to run for another 3-year term when his current one ends in 2020. Megan Wiles of the Political Action Committee says union members should give serious consideration to whether they want Matthews to keep his job.
It's kind of on all of us to elevate these sorts of stories so that we can have a conversation about it. I think that's playing out on the national stage right now with the now Supreme Court Justice Kavanaugh. We're going to have a discussion in Delaware about what we accept in the background of people we put into positions of power.
Otten Ray Aline of the educational nonprofit believes many union members will be appalled by what Matthews wrote.
It's a teacher population that has minorities in it. It's predominantly women. Do they want the face of their organization to be someone who's made these claims and made these statements?
Matthews said he hopes members and the educational community will forgive him.
I cannot defend it. I would be welcome to having conversations with those members who may have concerns about my ability to lead the organization, but my belief remains that I think my leadership on education matters, and the fact that I have not written or behaved in the way that came before, I think hopefully that will show folks that I am worthy of their support so that I can continue doing the work in Dover and throughout the state that they have come to expect from me.
After being contacted about the posts by WHYY, the teachers' union began its own investigation. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.